to Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier sitting in for Chris Holman on the road. Well, we're recording remotely, as we all are tended to do so these days. This time around, reaching out to the Lansing area. And former mayor, Virge Bonero, now executive director of CAMC, the Capital Area Manufacturing Council of Lansing, Michigan. Virge, welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat.
Well, thank you. Great to talk to you, Jeff.
Excellent.
Remotely or otherwise. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Indeed, exactly. So, well, just for the convenience of the Michigan business community, we'll start it off and share what the Capital Area Manufacturing Council is.
Well, we're a group of the leading manufacturers of the Capital Region, which is a more than tri-county, more like a five-county area in mid-Michigan. And it's the leading manufacturers that are committed to ensuring a healthy ecosystem, economic ecosystem for manufacturing. So that's looking not so much at the legislative, not so much at lobbying, but to create the ecosystem right here, taking responsibility for the manufacturing environment, working with the educational community, both high school and Lansing Community College, working with the Wilson Talent Center, working with Capital Area Michigan Works to make sure that the pipeline for manufacturing jobs is solid. That's one of the biggest issues when we talk about the environment for manufacturing. It is going strong. I'm sure you're aware that manufacturing is alive and well and strong even in this time period. Manufacturing is going strong, but it's been a perennial issue of workforce readiness, and that talent pipeline. So that's been a lot of our focus at the Capital Area Manufacturing Council. We also, of course, provide networking opportunities for our members, best practices. You know, we get together now virtually to talk about best practices and look at how to get the best performance in our manufacturing facilities.
Perfect. And virtual is a key word there. And job fairs in the past were an important part of this process, and they have gone virtual as well. So I'd love to hear about an event that I understand is coming up on December 8th.
Yeah, we're really delighted to be working with Capital Area Michigan Works and Lansing Community College and a number of others of our members in hosting this jobs fair that'll be next Tuesday. Of course, the business of manufacturing goes on. And as a lot of businesses go on during this period, and again, manufacturing is, you know, surprisingly strong even during this period, which means that there are great jobs to be had in the manufacturing sector. And of course, we've talked with you and with Chris over many years. Chris has been one of the leaders to help folks to understand that there's good careers in manufacturing, that manufacturing is not yesterday's news. And with today's technology, there's tremendous opportunities and a lot of work. Our manufacturers are going strong. A lot of work has come back. You've got some reshoring taking place. So right now, when I hear that unemployment is going up, and I'm saddened to hear that, the fact is there are great opportunities right now today in manufacturing. And so we've got over 40 employers with over 500 job openings, Jeff, right now that need to be filled. That's not even talk about what could come tomorrow. This is an opportunity for people of all ages, really, those that may be just entering the workforce or those that are re-entering the workforce, to come and see what we have to offer. There's no charge. There's all kinds of jobs, everything from welders and robotics to accounting and human resources. There is a serious talent gap in manufacturing right now, especially in the skilled trades, and it's holding back the growth of some of our top manufacturers. So there are opportunities, and a lot of these employers, Jeff, we've talked about this with you about apprenticeships. A lot of these employers will help train you. You know, if you've got the orientation, if you've got the commitment, if you're willing to work hard and stick with it, these folks will invest in you. And these are good jobs. These are careers that can be had right here in manufacturing. These are good jobs with excellent wages and benefits, like health insurance and even retirement benefits.
Excellent. Yeah. And over three dozen manufacturers, ranging from Alro Steel, Emergent Biosolutions, WestRock, PepsiCo. And I'm sure you could name some of the others that might pique the interest of career seekers in the manufacturing sector.
Well, exactly. I'm glad you brought that up, Jeff. There's everything from, you know, steel, tooling, staffing, robotics. You know, a lot of kids were involved in robotics class and robotics teams in their high school. You can carry that right into an excellent career in robotics. I mean, that's always going to be there. Then there's some new companies, KTM Industries. A lot of folks might not have heard of that yet, but this is a growing, cutting-edge company that does green cell foam, Jeff. They do environmentally responsible packaging. So they're doing biodegradable packaging to some of the top pharmaceutical outfits in the world, right here in the Lansing area. So there's some of these companies that folks never even heard of that they should come and take a look at it. Loran Oil, which is a local company that does flavorings. I don't know if there's a better term for it, but they're doing food additives and flavorings. It's a growing company. They can hardly keep up with demand right here in Lansing. You've got Lock Performance, you know, that is involved in the defense industry in this country, right out of Lansing, Michigan. You know, you mentioned Emergent BioSolutions. They're on the cutting edge of developing the vaccine for this current pandemic. So it's just amazing the variety of careers, the variety of positions that are available. And again, certainly if you're good with your hands, that'll help train you. If you can do coding, and then you've got some traditional things like in finance and HR as well. So we really encourage people to get signed up, join us. There's two separate sessions, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. And just a great thing that you can do right now, you can visit our website at camcionline.org, camcionline.org, to sign up for the job fair and just see what might be there. Again, I know these are challenging times, and some folks are wondering, are worried, and I feel for everybody who's been impacted by that, but there's no need to sit there and wallow in it. Take charge, get involved, and check it out at camcionline.org, and check out the job fair.
Excellent, and yes, specifically 9 till noon and then 1 until 4 p.m. are the first and second sessions of that manufacturing virtual job fair Tuesday, December 8th, and we'll post the links to all the ways that they can get signed up with your website, and it's a platform of Brazen rather than the popular Zoom, but there's definitely abilities there where they can chat via text and video with employers and make the connections based on the skills and positions that employers have available for the candidates. Excellent. Any closing information as we wrap up this interview?
Well, that was great, Jeff. Very good reminders. And I would just say to your business partners, you know, if there are manufacturers out there or ancillary companies that provide services to manufacturers, this is an excellent opportunity to consider membership in CAMSI. From now through the end of the year, we have a sort of a COVID special going on where our board voted to reduce new member dues by 75%. So there's a tremendous opportunity now for companies in the manufacturing space who maybe have been going it alone to get involved in this great, great outfit, the Capillary Manufacturing Council, that's been around for many years. Again, focuses on the ecosystem, the manufacturing ecosystem, right here in the capital region, and it does hands-on things and it provides tremendous networking with your peers at a 75% discount. So again, and that too, you can get more information at camcionline.org, camcionline.org.
Perfect. Well, Mayor Bonaro, thank you so much for spending some time with the Michigan Business Beat today.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Jeff. Keep up the great work.
Excellent. Once again, we've been speaking with Virge Bonaro, Executive Director for CAMC. That's the Capital Area Manufacturing Council, Lansing, Michigan, but serving a multi-county area in mid-Michigan. We'll be back with more on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.